You're listening to the Family of Te Deum podcast. A message from Akatu. Elves.
Beloved friends of light, you have become familiar with names such as elves, gnomes, nature spirits, elementals, and fairies. Indeed, magical beings are everywhere throughout the vast cosmos. On Earth, you are gifted with many of these beings that assist with raising frequencies and spreading joy. There are others that are mischievous and hide from humans, but return to cause chaos in gardens and decor. In this communication, we will expand knowledge about life among the elves. The intention is that you will receive a feeling and understanding of who they are. Elves are with you daily unseen. They come and go completely unknown in your perception. These wondrous beings are Earth native spirits, while fairies were created in Elohim and live throughout many dimensions on vast numbers of stars and planets. Pleiadians call elves Jimmick. These elves are between 12 and 18 inches in height, but they began their journey of life as the size of grains of sand. Fairies nurtured them with crystals and magic as they watched them grow and thrive. Over time, their personalities developed as they followed the manner of living taught by fairy friends. Fairies taught elves how to gather flowers and twigs to create clothing. The elves found this to be fascinating, and they became proficient in fashioning their own clothing from bits of fabric, scarves, and flowers from gardens they visited at night. They are sustained by berries, fruit, and water. They take short naps but never sleep. Marching through darkness and light, the fairies and elves stayed together. Learning to change densities was a moment of magic that brought joy to the little elves with colorful clothing. With large eyes and very large pointed ears, the elves began to take on a more mature look. They never grew old, but rather looked like young adults with long wispy silver hair and tan skin. Their sweetness and purity has brought joy to the fairies they have loved for millions of years. Elves procreate energetically, and their offspring began their lives as tiny forms of shimmering light as their ancestors began. Now, the elves spread their own magic and touch their little ones as they too grow in body form. Little bits of fabric, leaves, and flowers create tiny shirts, gowns, and belts. Little elves jump through grass and disappear into trees and mountains. Elves enjoy water, and many gather under waterfalls and within ponds as they feel the frequency of joy rising within their tiny beings. They enter mountains with fairies to rest on ledges and listen to echoes throughout deep caverns. Elves and fairies enter homes as they change densities to prevent being seen. They enjoy cozy areas like closets, fireplaces, and large pieces of furniture. With magic, they create replicas of items they would like to take with them. With joy and a little magic, they carry anything desired into portals to be taken to their homes. Their adventures are ongoing, and their homes are delightful with old furniture, flowers, and twigs gathered with love. Elves are infinite beings, and the majority live on with magic and never harm anything or anyone. A few enjoy veering off the path, as they might turn over a flower pot or throw a rock. But they mean no harm and always return to playfulness and creativity. Seers and those that travel astrally are able to see elves and fairies. At times, they might awaken in the middle of the night to watch fairies and elves having great fun. They might observe their own belongings being transferred in a template of energy that is a match for their items. Into a portal, an article of clothing, a set of dishes, or a painting is carried carefully and placed into moving energy. Seers will smile as they understand the love of all life. Higher vibrational beings resonate in frequencies unseen to human eyes. This is the manner of accomplishment for them to move and live in spaces around you unseen. If these beings desire to be seen, they lower their vibration to allow focus and clarity to be achieved. But many that see in darkness are completely aware of life in all densities. As you shift into another frequency, you will have your spiritual sight restored to that of origin. You will enjoy seeing fairies dance before you. Little elves will bring flowers and crystals to your home. You will pet silver dragons and fly in body form to the top of shimmering mountains. Here is where you know who you really are. In love and magic we live. In spirit, we are one. In Ikimaya. I love you so. Akatu.